Masechet Kinen Parak Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Amed Var Mamurim B'Choyva Ubenedav. But that which we had in the previous mission, that Olos Nedav got mixed up with Kinei Chova, or a Chatzos that got mixed up with Kinei Chova, they ain't kosher like Kaminin Chatzos Shabachova or Kaminin Olos Shabachova. That's talking about where a Chova got mixed up with an Nedav, that a Kan Chova got mixed in with an Olos Nedav. Avo B'Chova Shnez Arva Zubazu. But two women that both had Kinei Chova, they had two Zavos, they both had two Bert, one for a Chatzos and one for an Olos. And their two Kinei got mixed up with each other. Now we have four Bert. We don't know which two Bert are for which woman. Achas Lezu, Beachas Lezu, Shtayim Lezu, Shtayim Lezu, Shalosh Lezu, Ushalosh Lezu, Mechta Kasher, Umechta Puzzle. If one woman had one Kan, another woman had one Kan, and the two Kinei got mixed together, now we have four Bert. We don't know which birth belongs to which, and neither one of them specifies which one of their two birds is for a Chatzos and which one is for an Olos. Or each one of these two women have two Kinei. They have four birds, each one of them, and now they're mixed together, there are eight birds. Or each one of them has three Kinei. Each one has three sets of birds, and now that they got mixed together, there are 12 birds here mixed together. The din is half is kosher and half is tafel, meaning in the last case, where there are 12 birds all together, we don't know which one of the birds belong to which woman, we could bring half of them, we could bring three chatot and three olos, six of them could be brought all together, but we can't bring more than that. The reason being is that since each one of them, that three kinim that didn't, that half of their birds are for chatos and half is for olos. So therefore, if we bring three chatos and three olos, then we're not concerned that maybe we brought a bird that was supposed to be an olos for a chatos or vice versa. Because even if all these birds were for the kind of one of these two women, the din would be the same, that three would be a chatos and three would be an olah. And kol shekein, certainly, if some of the birds belong to one and some belong to the other, that we can't go wrong by bringing three chatos or three olos. But if we bring more than three chatos or more than three olos, then we have to be afraid that maybe the four chatos that we brought all came from the kingdom of one of these two women. And neither one of these two women can bring more than three chatos if half of her birds have to go for a chatos and half of her birds have to go for an olah. So therefore, we cannot bring more than three chatos, and we cannot bring more than three olos, and the rest of the birds would have to be put to death, since we don't know which one of the kinim the rest of the birds belong to. Achas lezu, ushtayim lezu, ushalosh lezu, ve'asur lezu, umeah lezu, hamur kasher. A woman that has a kan, one bird for an olah and one bird for a chatos, and she doesn't specify which one is for an olah and which one is for a chatos, and it got mixed in with a different woman's bird. The other woman had two kinim, four birds altogether. Or she had three kinim, six birds altogether. And we don't know which one of these birds belonged to the first woman and which one belonged to the second woman. Or a woman had 10 kinim. She had 10 kinim chova. She was high spring 20 birds. And it got mixed up with a different woman's kinim. The other woman had 100 kinim, 200 birds altogether. We don't know which birds belonged to one woman and which one belongs to the other. The din is the muat is kasher. You can only bring the amount of olos or chatos that are in the least amount of kinim that one of the two women owned. For example, in the first case, where one woman had one kan and the other woman had two or three kanim, we could only bring one olah and one chatos, the amount that there are in the kinim belonging to the first woman that had only one kan, because if we bring more than one olah or one chatos, maybe we're bringing the second olah or chatos from the first woman's kan, that she was only chayav to bring one olah and one chatos, and if we bring a second chatos or a second olah, it will be pasul, since one has to be for a chatos and one has to be for an olah. Or in the second case, where one woman had 10 kinei chova and it got mixed up with a different woman who had 100 kinei chova, we can only bring 10 olos or 10 chatos. And if we bring 10 olos or 10 chatos, we can't go wrong. And even if we brought all the olos or all the chatos from the kinim of the woman that had 10 kinim, we'd be fine if she has to bring 10 olos and 10 chatos. But if we brought more than 10 olos or more than 10 chatos, then we have to be afraid that maybe we brought 11 olos, all from the woman that has only 10 kinim, and she only has to bring 10 olos. So therefore, we bring 10 chatos and 10 olos, and the rest have to be put to death. Bein mi shei mechad, bein mi shnei shemos, bein mi isha achas, bein mi shtei nash. This din that we said, that if one woman's kinei chova got mixed in with a different woman's kinei chova, that the muad is kasher, this din is true. Whether one woman's kinei chova was from the same shame as the other woman's kinei chova, meaning to say they both were chayav to bring kinim for the same reason, they were both yoledet, so they were both zavah. or whether the kinim from one woman was for a different reason than the kinim from the other woman, one woman was the oletus and the other was a zaba, or whether the kinim chovet that got mixed up were both from the same person, that one person had two different kinei chova, or whether the two kinei chova that got mixed up were from two different people, doesn't make a difference. In any case, the din is that the muat is kasher, the least amount of kinim are the ones that are kasher. Dachas kinim perak alef mishra dal keta mishem echa leida veleida ziva veziva mishem echa. We had in the previous mission that two women, both had kinei chova, and the kinei chova weren't the arvu. They got mixed up. The mission says the din is the same whether it's Mishem Echa or Mishnei Shemot. Whether both kinim were brought by one woman or by two different women. So the mission asks, what does it mean, Mishem Echa? That both women who are bringing the kinim chova were both bringing it because they were both yoledet or because they were both zavos. That's the case of Shem Echa. What's the case of Shnei Shemot? So the mission tells them, Mishnei Shemot, laid up as evil. That one woman was bringing it because she was a yoledet, and the other woman was bringing the kinei chova because she was a zava. Ketzad shtei nashim. Hazu leida v'hazu leida. Hazu ziva v'hazu ziva mishem echa. What's the case where two women both had kinei chova and the kinei chova got mixed up and they were both bringing it mishem echa? Is it two different women were bringing it because one was a lettuce and the other one was also a lettuce? Or one was a zava and the other one was also a zava? That's the case of shtei nashim mishem echa. Mishnei shemas hazu leida v'hazu ziva. What's the case of shtei nashim? Mishnei Shemot, that one woman was bringing it because she was a lettuce, and the other one was bringing it because she was a zava. In any case, the din is the same. If the kinei chova were in its arvu, if both had the same amount of kinei, then it's machza kasher and machza pasul, half kasher and half pasul. And if one had more than the other, then the amount that the one who had the least would be the amount that's kasher. Rabbi Yosi Omer, shtei nashim shalachu kineim be'er, o shenashnu dmei kineim l'kol. Rabbi Yosi says two women that both had to bring a kam. Both had to bring two birds for a korban. And they brought their kinim together. They went to the store together and gave their money together. And it wasn't clear which kind belonged to which woman. Or they both had money and gave the money for their kinim to the kohen, for the kohen to buy them kinim. So it wasn't clear when the kohen bought the kinim which kind belonged to which woman. When the kohen gets the kinim, he could bring whichever one of the birds he wants for a chatas. And there are four birds over here, two for a chatas and two for ola. And he could bring whichever two he wants for a chatas and whichever two he wants for an ola. Whether the two women who gave him the money were bringing the kinim for the same reason or for two different reasons, it doesn't make a difference. The kohen has the right to bring whichever two for a chatas, whichever two for an ola. Now, even though each one has to bring one chatas and one ola, and maybe when the kohen brought the two chatas, he was bringing the two chatas from the same kohen. And that would be puzzled. Each kohen has to have one chatas or one ola. Meforshim explained that we're talking about where the women made a tnai between them. They made a condition that whichever one the kohen wants to bring for one woman would be for that woman, and whichever one the kohen wants to bring for the other woman would be for the other woman. And since it wasn't clear which kohen belonged to which woman, so therefore they made a tnai that the kohen could bring whichever kohen he wants for whichever woman that he wants. So therefore we're no longer afraid. And when the kohen brings two chatas, that both chatas were from the kohen of one woman, as they're making a tanai, that one chatas and one ola will be for one woman, and one chatas and one ola will be for the other woman. So when the kohen brings two chatas and two ola, one chatas and one ola will be for one woman, and the other chatas and the other ola will be for the other woman.